Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. I am so excited for this one. We're going to be talking all about AI and how to keep up with it. So to help us make sense of it all, we're diving into the February edition of DevoTeam's Tech2Tech newsletter.
Great source.
Yeah, I think it's a really good one. And they were really tackling, you know, a real challenge that businesses are facing right now. How do we actually use AI strategically?
Yeah. It's one thing to, you know, understand the tech, but turning that into actual business value, that's the tricky part.
Yeah, exactly. So let's kick things off with the newsletter's core message. And that is basically the AI landscape is evolving at an insane speed.
Right. It's moving so fast.
Yeah. And they highlighted a statistic that I think is really eye-opening. 29% of organizations haven't even started with AI.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, some companies are out there building like AI agents, and others are like, wait, what's AI?
It really shows you the gap that exists between, you know, the cutting edge and where a lot of businesses are at.
Yeah, totally. So I'm curious, are you feeling lost in the AI darkness?
Well, sometimes it does feel that way, but I think that's why it's so important to focus on the practical side of things, you know?
Right.
AI is ultimately a tool. It's a tool to solve business problems.
Exactly.
And I think that's what DevoTeam is trying to emphasize.
Yeah, and their AI survey actually revealed that a lot of companies are struggling with those practical aspects. Right. You know, they're getting caught up in the hype.
Exactly.
But they're not focusing enough on, like, defining use cases, measuring impact, managing costs. And that's where I think this making sense of AI in 2025 event that they highlighted comes in.
Yes. That seems really interesting.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued by it.
It seems like they're trying to bridge that gap that we're talking about.
Right, between the hype and the practical application.
Exactly.
And they're focusing on five key tech trends and how those trends are going to impact businesses.
Which is really helpful because it gives you a concrete roadmap to follow.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just like, you know, AI is cool. It's like, here's how AI is going to change things.
And here's what you can do about it.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the trends that really caught my eye was this concept of agentic AI.
Oh, yeah, that's a fascinating one.
It's like AI agents that work independently to achieve, like, business goals.
It's almost like having a team of super efficient digital employees.
Right. It's mind-blowing.
It is, and it really makes you think about what the future of work is going to look like.
Yeah, like, are we all going to be out of jobs?
Maybe not out of jobs, but our jobs are definitely going to change.
Right, exactly. And they also highlighted this concept of AI augmented development.
Yes, that's another really interesting one.
Instead of replacing developers, AI could actually help them code faster and more efficiently.
Which could lead to quicker innovation cycles.
Right, so it's not about like AI taking over, it's about AI empowering developers.
Yeah, it's about using AI to augment human capabilities.
Exactly. And those are just two of the five trends that they're going to be exploring at this Making Sense of AI in 2025 event. All right, so we've talked about the need for an AI strategy. We've talked about some of the key trends that are shaping the AI landscape. But let's get into some of the practical tools and resources that businesses can actually use to navigate this, you know, this AI world.
Yeah, because it can feel overwhelming.
It can. So what stood out to you from the newsletter in terms of, like, helpful resources?
Well, they highlighted DevoTeam's Cloud Trend Report, which I think is a must-read for anyone looking to leverage the power of cloud-based AI solutions.
Makes sense, since a lot of AI is happening in the cloud these days.
Right, exactly. And they also talked about the ServiceNow Gen AI Power-Ups, which are basically like handy guides for using AI to automate specific tasks within ServiceNow.
Cool. So it's like very specific, practical advice.
Yes, very actionable.
So we've talked about the theory, we've talked about the tools, but let's move beyond that for a moment and talk about a real-world example of AI in action that I found really inspiring.
I'm all ears.
They highlighted DevoTeam's work with Fundação José Neves in Portugal.
Oh, yes. I read about that.
Have you heard about their Brighter Future platform?
I have. It's amazing.
It's so cool.
They use AI to create a platform that helps individuals find their dream jobs.
And it's not just like, you know, a basic job search engine.
No, they analyzed over 200 million data records.
Wow.
To provide job seekers and policymakers with valuable insights into the employment landscape.
So it's like AI being used to tackle a really fundamental challenge and to make a positive social impact.
Exactly. It shows the potential for AI to be a force for good in the world.
And that's something that I think is really important to remember.
I agree, because we often get caught up in the negative headlines.
Yeah, the robots are taking over.
But there's so much potential for AI to do good.
Yeah, Exactly. And speaking of the human element, the newsletter emphasized a people-centric approach to AI transformation.
Yes, that's crucial.
I think that's a point that often gets overlooked in the rush to adopt new technologies.
Absolutely. We can't just focus on the technology itself. We need to think about the people who will be using it, managing it, impacted by it.
Exactly. And their article, People-Centric AI, the Heart of AI Transformation, really emphasizes the need for a cultural shift.
Right. We need to foster a culture of understanding, mm-hmm. providing training and support,
yeah.
empowering employees to embrace AI.
Because if people are afraid of AI or they don't understand how it's going to impact their jobs,
it's going to be much harder to achieve successful adoption.
Yeah. It's about making sure that AI is used to augment human capabilities.
Right. Not replace them.
Exactly.
It's about collaboration, not competition.
I like that. And that brings up another important point. You know, we've talked about that. Now we've talked about the near future. But what about the long-term implications of these AI trends?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is. Like, how is agentic AI,
mm-hmm.
how is AI-augmented development going to reshape industries and the very nature of work in the future?
It's hard to predict exactly how things will unfold.
Yeah.
But it's clear that these trends have the potential to be disruptive.
Right.
As AI agents become more sophisticated, we might see a shift towards more strategic and creative roles for humans.
Interesting.
AI could handle the routine tasks, freeing us up to focus on higher level thinking and problem solving.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just a different thing.
It's a shift.
A shift, yeah. And with AI assisting in software development, we could see a rapid acceleration of innovation across various industries.
Which could lead to breakthroughs in medicine, energy, transportation, you name it.
Yeah, so many possibilities.
It's exciting and a little bit scary all at the same time.
That's a good way to put it, I think.
Yeah.
But those are some pretty big picture questions. And I'm curious, you know, what are your thoughts on how we can prepare for this future?
I think the key is to be adaptable, to be willing to learn new skills and to embrace change. I think one of the interesting things that they pointed out was, you know, like the whole idea of AI governance.
Yeah, right. Like as AI becomes, you know, more integrated into everything.
It's not just about, you know, building cool AI models anymore. It's about how do we make sure that it's being used responsibly. So these principles are really important, but as you said, they're kind of abstract. So what can businesses actually do to implement effective AI governance? First, they said you should establish a clear set of AI ethics principles and guidelines.
Makes sense.
They also recommend conducting regular audits.
Like of your AI system.
Of your AI systems to assess the fairness and bias of those systems.
So basically checking to see if they're actually adhering to those principles.
Exactly. And then if you find any issues, you need to have mechanisms in place to address those issues.
So it's not just about like checking a box.
Right. It's about actually taking action to mitigate any potential harms.
I think that's really important because I feel like a lot of times with these kinds of things, it's easy to just like, you know, pay lip service to the idea.
But not actually follow through.
Right. But in this case, it's really important to actually follow through because the stakes are so high.
Absolutely. Because AI has the potential to impact so many aspects of our lives.
Yeah. And I think it's encouraging to see that businesses are starting to take AI governance seriously.
I agree. It's becoming more and more of a priority.
But it's not just up to businesses, right?
No, governments and regulatory bodies also have a crucial role to play. Regulations, basically, and they also need to invest in research and development.
You know, we've talked about the potential risks of AI, but let's not forget about the potential benefits.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's important to remember that, to not get so caught up in the hype either.
Right. It's about finding that balance.
Exactly. It's about using AI as a tool to make the world a better place.
And I think that's a great note to end this part of our deep dive on.
I agree.
And we are back for the third and final part of our deep dive. You know, we've talked about a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But it all comes back to this core question. You know, how do we keep pace with AI? Now, I think one of the things that has really stood out to me from this deep dive is just how much emphasis there is on the human element of AI.
Yeah, it's not just about the technology itself.
Right. It's about how we use it.
How it impacts us.
How we manage it.
And how we ensure that it's used ethically and responsibly.
Yeah. And I think that's where this whole idea of AI governance comes in.
Right. Because we need to have some kind of framework.
Yeah. Some guidelines.
To make sure that AI is being used for good.
So to wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a few key takeaways.
Okay. I'm listening.
First of all, AI is here to stay, but we need to embrace it thoughtfully.
With our eyes wide open.
Exactly. We need to understand the potential benefits, but also the potential risks.
And we need to work together
to ensure that AI is used for good. Second, we need to remember that AI is a tool.
It's a way to augment human capabilities.
It helps us do things better, faster, more efficiently.
But it's still up to us to make the decisions.
To set the goals.
To guide the direction.
Exactly. And finally, I think we need to stay curious.
Always learning.
Always exploring.
Because this field is constantly evolving.
So we need to stay ahead of the curve.
Attend events like Making Sense of AI in 2025.
Read newsletters like DevoTeams Tech to Tech.
Engage in conversations like this one.
Exactly. Because the more we understand about AI,
the better equipped we'll be to shape its future.
And to ensure that it's a future that benefits everyone.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
I always learn so much from our conversations.
Likewise.
And to our listener, thank you for tuning in.
We hope you found this deep dive insightful and informative.
And we hope you'll join us again next time for another deep dive into the world of emerging technology.